This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting protesters held large but peaceful marches through the U.S. city of Baltimore on Thursday as speculation grows about the findings of police report into the death of Freddie Gray. 25-year-old African-American man died April 19th from a severe spinal injury while in police custody. His death sparked riots in some neighborhoods in Baltimore. Rescue workers in Nepal pulled two survivors Thursday from the rubble of last weekend's devastating earthquake. A 15-year-old boy was pulled from a demolished guest house in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. A few hours later, as a female hotel kitchen worker in her late 30s was also pulled to safety. The death toll from the earthquake climbed to almost 6,000. UN launched an appeal all for $450 million to provide shelter for hundreds of thousands of people displaced by the earthquake. Jamie McGoldrick is the UN resident coordinator in Nepal.
Funding at this point in time is so critical to get the amount of money we need across those key sectors in order for us to deliver the humanitarian assistance at the level and the type that's required, and at the same time to have the logistical support that's needed to address and carry the goods to the affected areas.
UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos is in Nepal for a three-day visit to assess the relief operations. Nigerian Army says it has freed another 150 people who were held captive by the militant group Boko Haram. Rescues raise hope for some of the 219 missing girls kidnapped from the town of Chibok last year would be found. However, initial statements from the Army indicated that none of the Chibok girls were among those freed. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials are closing down a treatment unit they set up in Liberia at the height of the Ebola crisis last year as that country prepares to be declared free of the deadly virus. Liberia has gone 32 days without a new Ebola case. If it stays at that rate until May the 9th, World Health Organization likely will declare the country Ebola free. WHO said the virus has killed more than 10,000 people, mostly in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. NATO Military Chief U.S. General Philip Breedlove says NATO needs better military intelligence on the ground in eastern Ukraine, where he says Russian forces appear to be fortifying military gains despite a two-month ceasefire. General Breedlove appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee in Washington on Thursday.
You know, I believe that Mr. Putin very much wants, in a very simple way, he wants the West out of Ukraine, and he wants Ukraine out of the West. And I believe that he will bring pressure on the government in Kyiv until that simple formula is met.
General Breedlove accused Moscow of supplying pro-Russia rebels in Ukraine's east with heavy weapons, training, and monitoring. Lithuania sent a protest note to Russia for repeated naval activities in the exclusive economic zone in the Baltic Sea. Vilnius accusing Kremlin's warships of disrupting peaceful shipping and economic activity of the country. And the U.S. Navy has begun accompanying American-flagged commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Persian Gulf to ensure that they encounter no interference from Iran. U.S. officials say that the policy was adopted in response to what Washington views as provocative Iranian behavior. Another U.S. presidential hopeful is in the race for the White House for 2016. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced his candidacy Thursday for the Democratic Party's nomination. He is a long shot, as we hear from VOA's Jim Malone.
Bernie Sanders is the longest-serving independent in congressional history and a self-described Democratic socialist. Sanders announced at the U.S. Capitol Thursday that he will challenge Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primaries and that his campaign will emphasize the issue of income inequality. Sanders favors higher taxes on corporations and the wealthy, supports an increase in the minimum wage, and stronger rights for organized labor. Jim Malone, Washington.
And the first spacecraft to orbit Mercury, the closest planet to the sun, ran out of fuel Thursday and crashed into the surface of Mercury.
That's the latest world news from VOA.